Ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's daf is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori of David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yates. We left off to Mishnah on Yates Amid Aleph. Good morning to Avram David and David Yoshua. Says the Mishnah. Bakol Kosvin, what type of ink can you write a get with? You can write with any type of ink, namely Bidio, that's the classic black ink. Bisam, the Gemara is going to explain this type of paint. Bisikra, red dye. Bikumus, a type of sap. Vakankantum, type of shoe polish. Uvachol davashu shel kayama. Anything that lasts, and the Achronim point out that the Mishnah listed these things in this order, because this is the order of preference, and it's preferred to write it with Dio. That's the best. Like what we write a Sefer Torah with, same type of thing. Ein kosin lo b'mashkin, not with liquid. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. V'lo b'mei peros, fruit juice, v'lo b'chol davar she'eino miskayim, or anything that does not last, you cannot write a get with. Obviously, one of the points of a get is that she should be able to prove that she's divorced. So the thing has to be able to last. What about what you write the get on? Al hakol kosvin, you could write the get on any type of document. Al ha'ola shel zayis, on a big leaf from an olive tree, or on multiple leaves from olive trees. Let's assume for now, right? It means one big olive tree leaf. Ala ala shel zayis. Good morning, Dr. Joe. As long as the leaf of the olive tree is detached from the tree, it's got to be detached from the tree. This leaf is considered to be something that can last. Right? Some say it means a bunch of leaves woven. Woven together. But if they're not attached, the Achronim say it's not good. You can't just write it on two or three different sheets of paper. However, other Achronim write, based on the Yerushalmi, that you could write on one leaf. It could all be on one leaf. That would be enough also. But you can't have it on two or three leaves that are not attached, because it has to be one document. Valkaran shel para v'nosin la es hapara. You could write the document on the horn of a cow and give her the whole cow. Al yad shel eved v'nosin la es eved. You could write it on the hand of an eved and give her the entire eved. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees. Omer ain kosin la dover shish baruach chaim. You're not allowed to write on anything that's alive. We'll see why. Not in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. V'lo al ha'ochlin. You can't write it on something that is a food, and the leaf of an olive tree might count as a food, because the Tosas Yantif writes that we see that Noach fed the olive branch to the dove that came back with an olive branch in its mouth is a proof that an olive tree is food, and therefore Rabbi Yossi Aglili would hold that that's no good. The Rishash agrees to that as well. And it sounds like even Michael Behema, Rabbi Yossi says, even food that's food of an animal, good morning, Rabbi Mordechai, even food of an animal, that would be disqualified. The Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's logic comes from the word sefer. Sefer has to be something that is not a food and not something that is alive. So that's why he disagrees with those. Says the Gemara, Dio Diusa, black ink. Sama, type of orpiment. Oh, that's what the art scroll says. I don't know what that is. But paint. Sikra arachana, sikra sishma. It's a red dye. Kumus, kuma, sap from a tree. Kankantam arachana arashmuel. Charta de ushkafi, the type of dye that a shoemaker uses to polish or to dye, to color the shoes. What's that coming to include? Water that you soaked gall nuts in, kosher. That also is considered to be enough that it lasts. That's also considered to be legit. We'll see this later on in the daf that's going to come up again. So Rabbi Chanina says, if you write it with the liquid that you soaked gall nuts in, it's going to be kosher.
So it's anything that's essentially anything that's permanent.
Anything that's permanent, correct.
But this is the order of preference. So.
Yes. Yes. Tani Rabbi Chia, Ksavo Be'ever Lead. Rashi says this means water that you soaked lead in. Bishchar coals uvishichur, or a type of black dye that they would use to dye the shoes, even though we said before, Rashi says this is also a type of dye for the shoes, different type of dye. Kosher, so it's going to be kosher. Apparently these also last. Now again, but maybe this is only with the Yevon. If you wrote it with these, it's kosher. Right, some say there's a machlokas aposkim about Rabbi Chanina. There's a machlokas aposkim about Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia, right? Rabbi Chanina said, Kosvo, if you did it, you're kosher. Doesn't say you're allowed to write with that. And Rabbi Chanina also said, if you wrote it with these, it's kosher. So some of the poskim say, are they kosher l'chadchila or only b'diavad? So the Rambam writes, Rabbi Chia only permitted writing with lead and shachar and shichar b'diavad. But l'chadchila you can't. Magamish explains, the Rambam is medayek for the words Rabbi Chia said, if you wrote it with this, hey, good morning, Avram, don't tell me, Avram Moshe. Good morning, Avram Moshe. So that's like b'diavad, it's good. But l'chadchila you shouldn't write with them. And in terms of the words of Rabbi Chanina, who said, Rabbi Chanina said, Meitai of Avtza, the gall nut, the water that gall nuts were soaked in, the Rambam writes that you could write l'chadchila b'mei afatza, even though Rabbi Chanina also used the lashon of im kasav b'meitai, it's kosher. Nevertheless, the Rambam says those are kosher l'chadchila, because that's in the words of the Mishnah. So says the Magen Mishnah. However, the Pri Chadash writes that the Gemara means even to include the words of Rabbi Chia, and all of it is l'chadchila, achol kosvin. So that's a question about whether or not he meant only b'diavad or even l'chadchila. Fine. Now we know that if you write two letters on Shabbos, you violate Shabbos. Two letters. So the Gemara is not going to discuss what kind of writing obligates you on Shabbos. It might we learned. Let's say you had letters already from before Shabbos written in red dye. And now you're going to write black dye on top of the red dye. So black dye is considered to be a more significant writing than the red dye. It's sharper, it's darker. So it is considered a legit writing. So, Hamavra diyal gabi sikr b'Shabbos, Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish Da'amri Tarvayu. Wow, Rabbi Yochan and Reish Lakish are agreeing. Chayev shtayim. So you chayev two karbanos if you did it by accident. Achas mishum kosei v'achas mishum mochik. One is for writing the black on the red and one is for erasing the red. Because we just said the red is a legit writer. Dio agabe dio, sikra agabe sikra. Black ink on black ink or red on red ink. Putter. You just strengthen what was existed there and therefore you are exempt. Now, the Gemara's, what's that?
From both or just from
erasing? Yeah, you're part of from both. You didn't erase anything and you didn't write anything. It was red before, it's red after, it's black before, it's black, you accomplished nothing. However, the Gemara is going to point out Tosis actually points out over here. Let's say you gain something with the second writing. It's black on black, but let's say the first one was Shalol Lishma, which disqualifies the get. But the second time you wrote over the same thing, you wrote it Lishma. So in that case, the second writing did accomplish something, So the Gemara is going to have in tomorrow's daf that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that Ksav Agav Ksav, where the first one was Shelo Lishma and the second one was Lishma, even if it's the same color, it's still going to be Aser on Shabbos. That makes the get kosher. So it would work, so you'd be Chayav on Shabbos. So says Tosus in the second Dibra Maschel Dio. Take a look at the third Tosus on the page here. Dio Agav Dio Pata Tema. Here, Dio Yadio says there's nothing more than you get the Medan B'Savon L'Shabbos and Mashma that no one argues in this. Ula, come on, tomorrow's daf. Kasa Shalol L'Shma, the herald of Kulos L'Shma, Banal Machlos Yudu Rabbah, Rabbi Yudah Rehavik Sav. Tos says, you're right. Here we're talking about not that case. That's what Tos answers. However, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran say no, that the din of L'Shma by get is different than Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Torah asks Meleches Machsheves. It's got to be creative. And since there was already black there, you didn't add anything to the Ksiva, you're Pater. Even if the second one was Lishma, so you added something, but it's got to be something that, according to the Ramban and the Ram, that they disagree with Tosfos.
And the get is still kosher.
Right, the get would be kosher. If you did it on Shabbos. The Achronim write, Misvar, it appears, even the Tosfos writes, that if the second ksav does something, it is a ksav. That's only that it's considered to be a ksav. But as far as erasing, it would not work. So says the Avnei Nezer. So he splits. Maybe as far as writing, it would be considered to be writing on Shabbos, but not that it would be erasing. Not that it would be erasing. Okay. Now, what about red ink on top of black ink? Sikra al gabe dio. Amri lachayv, amri lapata. Some say you're chayev and some say you're pater. Amri lachayev, mocheku. The red on top of the black, so as far as the writing, it's worse. So you didn't write anything new, but you did erase the black. The amri la pater. Some say mekalkelu. No, you're pater because you're actually making it worse. So you're mekalkel. So therefore, and we know that if you are mekalkel on Shabbos, it's pater avaloser. And therefore, you would not be chayiv. But I mean, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Eidim, we had this Gemara quoted before. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Eidim she'en yodim lachtum. Let's say you have Eidim who don't know how to sign their name. Ma'u she'ichtu v'lem b'sikra. Can you write their names out in red? V'yachtumu. And they'll sign with black on top of the red. Ksav elio ksav. Oh, elio ksav. Amalei. Eino ksav. In such a case, this would not work. Wait a second, but didn't we just say black on top of red is a writing? Amalei, it's very sluggish. Ksav elyon, black on top of red, ksav l'inyan Shabbos. Amalei, v'chim yipnei sh'anu medam and nasa ma'iseh. Just because, interesting line here. He says, just because I was machmir by the laws of Shabbos, am I going to be lenient by the laws of Gittin to say this is a good get? By Shabbos, I was machmir that black on red is writing. Not that I knew for sure that black on red was good. I was machmir for Hilchas Shabbos. I said a svara to be machmir. Do you think based on that I'm going to be lenient to allow that by Gittin? So there is, of course, a major dispute what exactly he means by this line. Because, what about the fact that by Shabbos he seemed to say you'd be chayev a carbon? No? So someone who you're not sure shouldn't bring. So, Rashi, in explaining this line of the Gemara, says that even by Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan would not hold that you would have to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash for writing black on red. If the Gemara says it was just a svar that he said to be machmir. Okay, he's going to be machmir, but you're not going to bring a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash based on this. However, from the words of the Rambam, who writes in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Yud Av Halacha Tezayin, that if you write black ink on top of red ink, chayav shtayim, that's the Rambam's language, sounds according to the Rambam, it really would be chayav by Shabbos. So the question is, what do Rabbi Yochanan mean over here? So the Achronim explained that according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan means like this. Just because I thought a svara to compare the laws of writing of a get to the laws of Shabbos doesn't mean that I'm going to compare it all the way. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan really did hold that black on red should be writing, even to be mechayev and mekarbon. But maybe he says in the Gemara here, he doesn't mean to compare it to get. What's the svara to say that it should be considered writing by Shabbos, but not writing by a get? Achronim write a number of explanations. The Merkevus HaMishnah writes, as far as writing on Shabbos, even if it's not mamish k'siva, it's a tolda of k'siva. The Chasam Sof and the Adavid write that the difference is, the Torah says by get v'kasav. So, maybe if it was already written there, it's not called v'kasav. However, by Shabbos, it's just a malacha. So therefore, maybe writing black on red is called a malacha. So, different svaros. Interesting, we have to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said these words. Let's continue. Itmar, we learned, Eidim she'en yodim lachtom, let's say you have Eidim that don't know how to sign. Rav Amar, mekaren lehem niyar chalak. You can rip on the paper, umemalan asakarim dio, and the witnesses can fill in the cracks. We learned earlier when we had this a few dapim ago, that there's machlokas, what this means. One opinion says you would take like a razor and carve something into the thing and they would write on the razor. Others say, no, that's mamish writing. So that doesn't help. You would take like a stencil and put it on top, and then the guy would fill in, the Adam would fill in the opening of the stencil. But not that you could actually write something with a razor. So Rav Amar Mekalam Niyachalak Uman Sakaram Dio Ushmul Amar Be'ever. Others write it with lead, which doesn't last, pencil, and the Edom can write in pen on top of the pencil. Says more, Be'ever Sakadaitach. Fatan Rabbi Chi Kaso Be'ever B'shachol B'shichol Kasher. But I thought lead works. Lo Kasher. Haba Avra Haba Maya De Avra. No. The lead itself, you could erase it very easily. But liquid lead, like water that was soaked in lead, that is a good writing, and therefore that you would not be able to use in this scenario. Let's continue. Rabbi Avo Omar, B'mei Milin, you could use it in gallnut juice or water that gallnuts were soaked in, because that doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, didn't we learn that gallnut juice does work? V'atani Rabbi Chanina, Kasab B'mei Tayv Apsa Kasher, Lo Kasher, Hadafitz Hadalo Afitz. If the klaf was treated with gallnuts, so then gallnut juice on top of gallnut juice is not a good writing. She'ein mei milin agabi mei milin. So therefore, if you wrote with gallnut juice on top of klaf that was soaked in gallnut juice, that would not be good, and therefore in this case it would be good to write on top of for the edim. But if the klaf was not treated with gallnut juice, then the first gallnut juice writing would be good, and therefore you could not use that for the edim. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar Birok. Rav Papa said a fourth suggestion, right? We said you could use lead, you could use gallnut juice, right? There's a third suggestion. Rav Papa says with spit. You could write it with spit for the Edom, and then the Edom could write on the spit. V'chein Orilei Rav Papa La Papa Torah. Rav Papa taught to Papa, the other Papa, who was a cattle salesman, Birok. Use spittle. Bahani mili begitten. All of this was only said by get. Aval bishtaras lo. But with other documents, you're not allowed to use witnesses that don't know how to sign their own names. This is a special dispensation. Spittle, gallnut juice, lead, all these things are a special leniency by get. Why? Because if you have a guy who wants to divorce his wife, we don't want the woman to remain in Aguna. You can't find Aiden that don't know how to write Hebrew. So it's a special lien, so you could write underneath for them in these things. Special for a get, so she shouldn't be in Aguna. Meaning the husband wants a divorce, so he can't find Aiden who know how to sign. However, by other documents, just find Aiden that actually know how to sign Hebrew. Aval b'shtaras lo, da'u da'avad uvda, b'shah shtaras, a certain man did this with other documents, v'nagdei Rav Kahana. He did it not by a get, and Rav Kahana gave him lashes. Rav Kahana said, no, this is a special dispensation only for get, and therefore don't do it by other documents. So the and there's a machlokus rishonim here. By other documents, does it not even work even b'di'eved, or just the chatchila you shouldn't do it by other documents, but b'di'eved, if you'd use this shtick by other documents, it would work b'di'eved. That's a machlokus rishonim. The Rambam in Malva Velova writes, Lo zu bavad, that we not only do we give lashes to the witnesses, but the document is even pasul b'di'eved, right? The Gemara says some other guy tried to do this by other documents, and Rav Kahana gave him lashes. Okay, is that very nice? He gave him lashes, but is the document disqualified? So the Rambam says not only do we give him lashes, but the document is disqualified even b'di'eved. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba writes that there's different opinions. Some say the document is pasul lagamri. Even if you would give this document in front of Adi Masira, it's pasul. Some say no. It doesn't say Rav Kahana disqualified the shtar. It just says he gave him lashes. So that implies, even though it's not nice what he did, nevertheless, the document is not disqualified by the Eved, especially because we hold Adi Masira kaite. Since we hold, that you can do it by a get, so by other documents, it doesn't make sense to disqualify it even with the Evet. That's the Rashba. And the Magen Mishnah rejects this, the proof of the Rashba, and says, no. Lo yitachin sheshtar kasher. You can't say it's kasher. If it was kasher, why would Rav Kahana give him lashes? Just like we don't give lashes on a Darabanan, only an Issa Doraisa. So why are you going to give the guy lashes? Rather, it must be that it's pasul, and therefore he gave him lashes, because people could come to collect based on this document, even if it was pasul, because it's not, you can't tell that it's mezuyaf, and only by a get they were matir, but not by other places. Okay, so big discussion about this. There's also a discussion, who did Rav Kahana give lashes to? To the judge that allowed this? Or the Eidim who did it? The Nagdei, in the singular, he gave lashes to the judges. The Tor says it means that he gave lashes to the judge in the singular, the Nagdei Rav Kahana, to the judge who allowed this. The Sma writes, yeah, that's the language of the Gemara. But according to the Rambam, it sounds like you gave lashes to the witnesses, not to the judge. The Rambam says that you give the witnesses lashes. The Prisha understood in the words of the Torah and Choshen Mishran, you give lashes to the Edim against what the Torah said to Evan Ezer. So says the Shach as well. Okay, let's continue. Tanya Kavase de Rav. We learned in a Braisa supporting Rav that you're allowed to do this ripping trick for the Edom by a get. Tango says the Rav, Edom shi yinom lachtam karlam niyachol ko malan sakoram dio amr b'shim gamliel b'med v'amr morim b'gitei nashim. It's only by get. Avol b'shichur yavadim, but in letting your Eved go free with shakal ha-shar, sim yodim likros v'lachtam chosman v'mlav ein chosman. If they know how to read Hebrew and sign their names, then they can sign, but if they don't know how to, then there's no, you're not allowed to do anything. Kriyaman the Chashme, who said anything about reading? Says the Gemara, Chisum Echsevachtar, there's words missing. Edim Shein Yodim Likros, witnesses that don't know how to read the document. Karl Lefneim, the Chosman. So you could read it as long as they know how to sign. Vishain Yodim Lachtom, if they don't know how to sign, then you could pull the shtick with ripping up the document. Abishim Walimad Varamurim, Begide Noshim, Aval Bishchur, Radim Shakal Sharas, Im Yodim Likros. Vilachtom, if they know how to read Hebrew and sign their own names. What's the reason of Rishim Gamliel that he was lenient to allow them to write this Shelo Yubinos Yisrael Agunos, special takana that we allow the ripping of the names, so that to help avoid that the woman shouldn't be stuck with his husband until the guy finds Edim that know how to read Hebrew and know how to sign their own names. Amar Rava Halacha Kripshim Gamliel. For if God is the Rav, Amar Ein Halacha. The El Kalan Karabadar Bahu Bahu David Uvda Bishar Shtaros V'Nai Dei Rav Kahana. But wait a second. What are we paskin like Rabbanan, who say that it's kosher even by Shar Shtaros? So how come Rav Kahana gave the guy lashes? Tigma Akfriya. No. When we said the halach is like the chacham, that it's kosher by all the shtaros, that's Edim who don't know how to read. But Edim who don't know how to sign is puzzled by the other shtaros. Rav Yehuda was very old, and he couldn't see so well. Mitztayer Kari, when he had to sign as an aid or a dayan, he would push himself, even though he's old and it was hard for him to read, he would, you know, hold the document up to his eyes, and he would read the chasim and sign. Amar lei Ula, lo tzriches. Ula said to Rabbi, you don't have to do that. Daha Rabbi Lazar, married Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar is the gadol hador in Eretz Yisrael. And when he needed to sign on a document, karu kameh, people would read the document in front of him. V'chasim, and he would sign. V'Rav Nachman, who was a big dayan in the galus, and he was the son-in-law of the Nasi, karu kameh sifri d'dayin. So his assistant, Sofrim, would read in front of him, v'chasim. But says the Gemara, v'dafka Rav Nachman sifri d'dayin, only Rav Nachman with his own people would do this. Deslu emsa, because they were scared of Rav Nachman, meaning he trusted them and they were scared of him, they would read him correctly. Aval Rav Nachman v'sifrei achrini, but if it was Rav Nachman and other sofrim, or sifrei d'dayne, or the people of Rav Nachman's bezdin v'inish achrini with somebody else, lo, you could not rely on that. It's only where they understood each other, they had a relationship. Rav Papa, ki av asal kamei, Shtari Parsa, when a Persian document would come in front of him, David Bar Koshel Kusim, and it was made in a non-Jewish court, and the Edom signed that it were Goyim, Makri Lulishne Kusim, so he would take two Persians, and he would tell them, read this for me. He wouldn't tell them why. Zeshalob of Nezeb, he wouldn't do it in front of both of them together, he would do it two different times. But Mesech Lefitumo, they didn't understand why he was asking them to read it. He just wanted to hear how they read it in Persian. And he would use such a document and even collect from mortgaged property with this document. Like any other loan that was in the document, he would use this loan even though it was written in front of Goyim and even though it was signed by Goyim. He would use it. Amar Vashi, Amar Li Rav Huna, Bar Nasan, Hachi, Amar Amemar, Haishtar Parsa, a Persian document. It was written in Persian, but it was written by Jews in Persian. The Chasim Elei Sahada Yisrael, if there were Jews signed on it, Magvina Bemi Mishabde. Ask the Gemara, if it's written in Persian, but signed by Jews, V'halo Yadei LeMikre, but the Jews don't know how to read Persian. B'diyadei. The Gemara says they did. We had this quoted earlier. They did. These Jews did know how to read Persian. It's got to be written on a document that was treated with gallnut juice, and the Persians didn't do that. Veleka. Bidafit, and the Gemara says, well, these Persians did treat it with gallnut juice, so it couldn't be forged. But don't we know that Jews, that a Jewish document, you have to summarize the whole document in the last line, and the Persians wouldn't do that. Veleka. But the Mahadar, no, this document, they did repeat the whole thing in the end. Like we have at a wedding, right? They read, the guy reads the time, calls that Nasipo, right? The last line, they review the whole thing. Ve'ela, my kamashlan. So then what's the Chiddush? It's mamish, a perfectly good document. The Chol Lashon Kosher. The Chiddush is that, because it was written in Persian, it's kosher. Tanina. It's written in a Mishnah later on, Pei Zayin of Abayz. Three lines before the end of the daf, before the end of the Masechta. Three dapim before the end of the Masechta. Get your Kasvo Ivris, Ve'edav Yivanis. Yevanis ve'edav ivris. If it's written in Greek, but the edim are signed in Hebrew, kasher. Imiyahi, says the Gemara, if you only had that, hava mina hani mili gittin. Maybe that only applies to a get, because we're lenient on a get for the agunas. Aval b'shash daros lo, but by other documents you would think it doesn't work. Kamash malan, our Gemara teaches us, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, excuse me, teaches us that ashtar parsa, not only a get, even by other documents, it works. Ah! So here we have the famous Ernie and Bert. Kamenetsky likes to talk about the famous Ernie and Bert skit for this Gemara. Mordechai is getting excited. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Nasan la niyar chalak, v'amar la reze giteich migureshes. If a man gives a woman a blank document, and he says, this is your get, she's divorced. Chayshiran shema b'mei milin kasvo. We are choshesh, we suspect, maybe he wrote the get with gallnut juice, which is kosher, but after a certain amount of time, it got soaked up into the niyar, and you can't see it anymore. It's so light that you can't see it. So he gave her a blank document. Why does Kamenetsky say this is the famous Ernie and Bert skit? This is the cow eating grass. Famous Ernie and Bert. I should have brought a piece of paper to highlight this, right? Famous Ernie and Bert bit that the Kamenetsky family likes. Ernie hands Bert. Right, here we have a blank piece of paper. Ernie hands Bert a blank piece of paper. Here we go, blank piece of paper. So Ernie says to Bert, what's this a picture of? So Bert says, well, there's not, it's a blank dot. What are you talking about? It's totally blank. Ernie says, no. Well, tell me, what's in the picture? So Bert says, Ernie, that's ridiculous. It's completely blank. So Ernie says, this is a picture of a cow eating grass. And Bert says, well, where's the grass? So Ernie says, the cow ate the grass. And where's the cow? Why should he stick around? Okay. Anyway, it's one of Kamenetsky's famous Sesame Street bits. So here you have it, right over here, the cow eating grass. The guy gives the girl a document. It's totally blank. He says, you're divorced. And the Gemara says, it works. It's a blank document. But it's actually a cow eating grass. No, there was a get written on here. Now, didn't we learn earlier that it had to be written in something that's going to last? So what's going on over here? So it sounds like, right, this, it wasn't treated. The document was not treated with gallnut juice, because we said if it was gallnut juice on gallnut juice, that wouldn't work. But here, the gallnut juice, we said before, does last. But whatever, this one, over time, faded. So Tosus.
What's over time, though?
Right, how much time?
Didn't we say also that it has to be a certain time between the time of writing and giving it?
Right. So Tosus writes over here, it doesn't mean that at the time that that he gave it to her, that the Adam looked at it at the time of the giving and it was already blank. No, that's not what it's talking about. No, then obviously even if it was written with gallnut juice, it would not be a good get because at the time of the giving of the get, it was already disappeared. No way. Rather, we're talking that right during the giving it was there, but after the giving, they saw that it was after he gave the get, they saw the writing, but then they saw it had faded, or they saw it from far away. They thought it was faded, but really it was written. What about the fact that it's not lasting? All right, so we'll have to see. So anyway, so the Gemara says right now we see that it was faded, it's Megureshes Chayshinan. Sounds like it's also not Megureshes Vadai. Rechoshesh, maybe he wrote it with gallnut juice and it faded. Mesve Harezeg Yitech. If a man says to a woman, here, this is your get, and she takes it without reading it and chucks it into the ocean. Harezeg Yitech Unatalasa Uzra Kasa Liyam. Or she throws it into the fire. Olachal davar ha'avod, anything that would destroy the get. V'chazav v'amar, and the husband said, I was just kidding. Shtar pasim, it wasn't really a get. It was a shtar pasim, it was a document that I told my friend to write for me to make it look like I'm rich. Shtar amanahu, or a document that a borrower gave to me, but I hadn't actually lent the money yet. Migureshes. It's a good get, even though we didn't see the writing of the get on it. V'lokol imenul osar, he can't now change his mind and say, oh, really, you are asar on me. I'm sorry. Really, you are not divorced. If you said it was a get, we assume it was a get. Says Gemara, time adik aksav. The only reason we say it's a get is because it had writing on it. Halek aksav, but if this thing did not have any writing on it, lo, we would not say that she's divorced. So how come, in a case of where we see something that had no writing on it, it works? Answer the Gemara, Kikar Mar Shmuel, when Shmuel said that when you have the case of the blank document, it is a good get, Debad Kinan led, B'maya Dinara. No, we checked the get with a certain type of dye that when you put the dye on the get, all of a sudden, the gallnut juice came out again. It was like when you treated it with a certain thing and you saw that the gallnut juice came out. Ipalit palit, if it decided to come out, it comes out. Vilo palit, but if you can't, it doesn't come out. Lav klumu. So then with all due respect to Ernie and Bert, at the end of the day, if you treated it with this type of dye, and it did not bring out the thing, so then it doesn't work. The kipolat mayhava hashud polat. Ask the Gemara, who cares that now it came out? It only came out now. Answer the Gemara, Shmuel nami chayshinan ka'amar. In other words, maybe at the time you gave it to her, it was light, but now it just came out. So Shmuel says also, it's a word choshesh. Maybe it was not fully dissolved at the time of the get, and now you could see it, and the Edom didn't exactly see it properly. So that's why it's usser for her to get married to somebody else without a get. But if her husband died, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Maybe it was a good get. So Shmuel says, in the case of where you gave her the blank document, but it was written in gallnut juice and you couldn't see it clearly, so a choshesh, maybe it's a get, but not that it is a vadai get. Oh, right. Amar Avina. Amar li ameimar. Hachi amar mereimar mishmei diragdimi. Hani beitrei diyav gitakamayu. Tzrich l'mekarye. Two witnesses that a get is given in front of them. They got to read the get. Meisvei, wait a second, but didn't we say, Hareze gitech, a guy says to a woman, this is your get, and she takes it, she chucks it in the garbage, or to the ocean, or to the fire. It's a good get. If you tell me the Edom have to read it before it's delivered, how could the husband claim that it wasn't a get if the guys read it? And obviously if they read it, they know that it was a get. So what are you telling me that the husband can go back and say it was a different thing if the Edom read it? Answers the Gemara, you're right. The Brisa needs to teach me that it's a good get in the following case. Lo tzricha. Debasa de karyua, after the Edom read the get, Aile lebe yade, the husband took the get and stuck it into his sleeve or in his inside pocket, va'afke, then he took it out of the pocket. So the cheshash is, you might have thought he took out something else. Ma'al de same chalufi chalfa, he exchanged this document with a different document, kamash one, that he did not. Says the Gemara a story about this. Hahu gavra dezarach lagidil advisu levene dani. A certain guy threw the get to his wife amongst the wine barrels. And when they looked for it, ishtakach mezuzda, they found a mezuzah amongst the wine barrels, but they did not find a get. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzah ben dan lo shchicha, it's very infrequent to find a mezuzah, among the barrels, and we're not choshish that maybe he threw the get there and the get got eaten up by the rats and there was a mezuzah there. No, the mezuzah is the get, and therefore Rav Nachman passing, it is not a good divorce. That's only if you found one mezuzah there. Avoshtayim shalosh, but if you found two or three mezuzahs there, midaha avai ha'nami avai, then the first mezuzah was there. Vegita emor achbarim shaklua. In such a case, if you found two or three mezuzahs there, you assume that really there was a get there, but the rats ate up the get, and the woman is divorced. And another kind of case like this, one more case for today's daf. Hahu gavra de'ol lebe knishta. There was a certain guy who went into his shul, v'shakal sefer Torah. He took the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. I guess he owned it. He owned the Sefer Torah. One of the Sefer Torah upstairs is mine. Shalom Sefer Torah. V'yav lo d'visu, and he gave the whole Sefer Torah to his wife. Amar lo hagiteich. He said, I'm divorcing you with this Sefer Torah. Says Rav Yosef, how in the world would this be a good get? Amar Rav Yosef, l'may leichasla. Imishem mei milin, if he wrote in gallnut juice on top of the cloth, but a Sefer Torah had to be treated with gallnut juice. Ein meimilin al gabe meimilin. So, gallnut juice on gallnut juice doesn't work, so it's puzzle. V'imishim krisis de'ispa. And if you'll tell me that in Pashas Kiseitse, it says, v'chasav la sefer krisis v'nasam yada, ha'be'ina v'chasav la l'shma v'leka. You have to write it for the sake of the woman. The Sefer Torah was not written for the sake of the woman. It was written for Sefer Torah. V'chitema lechash duma akdim v'yav le'zuzay l'safra me'kara. Maybe you'll tell me that he went to pay the sefer. When he wrote the Sefer Torah, he told the Sefer that when you're writing the Parashat Kiseitse, have in mind my wife, so I should save some money if I ever want to divorce her. Haba'inan, Shmo Ushma Shem Yerov Shem Yerov Aleka. You need the husband's name, the wife's name, the name of his city, and the name of her city, and you don't have it. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, my Kamashmolan. What's the Chiddush of Rav Yosef? She'ein mei milin, al gabe mei milin. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush he's trying to teach you is that gallnut juice on top of gallnut juice does not work. So we're not chayshish that maybe on the back of the Sefer Torah he wrote in gallnut juice. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you at the parade.